So Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of our new arrived guests. I think it is very, very nice that you have come and participate in this program. Yesterday, we had a wonderful Radhastami, and I don't know if you also felt it, but I can really see that there was a lot of mercy in this temple room yesterday. And when you look, it is clear to me that it came from the personality next to Sri Krishna, who has blessed us, especially when we were offering our little lamb son. Very happy that the devotees from Zagreb have also come. I know that some of you were staying back yesterday to do a nice festival in the Zagreb temple. But I have also seen devotees from Split. It's very nice if we can together worship, do this worship together. It will bind our hearts together very, very much. Yesterday I announced in the program that I had not had no time really to speak about Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna after a long, long time. There were two meetings of Radharani, one at Kurukshetra, which is quite known, but then there is another meeting which we will hear about today. And while hearing about this, we will be able to go into some very essential lessons for our own spiritual development. So we will hear two things, a wonderful pastime, but we will also hear how all this relates to us. Now before I can start, I have to watch you. Is the translation clear, Madhuchandra? I see you. Some cables. Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Misho, our transcendental sound man. So we can just start with Jai Radha Madhava.
Bala Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Oh Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Sila Prabhu Pada. Hai Go! Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Siddhadhe. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Siddhadhe.
Jayom Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabrajakacharya Ashtuto Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Munamai Kije, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Kije, Harinam Sankirtana Kije, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Kije, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes, thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirseza Sunyavari Askaryare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gopakavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prishadanu Sude Devi, Ranamami Haripe. Before starting, I would like to request Bhavata, maybe you can open the other window also. And yes, Madhuchanda. And maybe there, our Matajis, you can just somehow arrange windows. It will be much easier for all of us if we have good oxygen supply. Good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, once Srila Prabhupada gave a very, very nice description of Srimati Radharani, he said, so this is our philosophy, to please Krishna through Radharani. Just today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. That was yesterday, huh? So we should offer Pushpanjali, this means an offering of flowers, and pray to Radharani that, Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Krishna. We say Radha Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. So today is an auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Thank you very much. And Hare Krishna. This is how Prabhupada would often end his classes. He was thanking us that we pay attention to his words. After Krishna had left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani suffered extreme pangs of separation. Yesterday we were talking about how Radharani appeared in Vrindavan Dham and how the first person she saw was Krishna, because her eyes remained closed until finally the day came where small little Krishna was brought by his parents to a festival of Radharani's first birthday. And during the festival, Krishna had sneaked away from all the guests and had looked at Radharani, and then her eyes opened and she saw Krishna. So after Krishna then left Vrindavan Dham, she felt very deep pangs of separation. We have heard from the scriptures how she herself described even the pain which she felt when Krishna was only away for a day. You know, Krishna left every morning to herd the cows in Vrindavan Dham, and Radharani stayed back and waited for Krishna to return in the afternoon when the sun was slowly touching the western horizon. So a whole day Radharani was absent from Krishna. We hear that she had a meeting in between, but that is very confidential, and as far as Radha is concerned, every second appears to her like an age, you know, a millennium, when she's not together with Krishna. So she described, when Krishna is absent for me during the day, I feel like a little grain between two heavy milling stones, grinding stones. My life, I feel, is squeezed out of my self, like the life of a grain. It's just grounded between two heavy, these heavy millstones, and I feel the day never ends. The friends of Radha tried to help her by arranging a very cool bed. They took some lotus flowers, removed the petals and put them on a bed, and then put a very, very soft sheet of cloth between the lotus flower or on top of the lotus flower petals, and they sprinkled the petals with nice perfumed cool water. But the moment Radharani was laying down on top of this lotus petals, the heat of her body, which she felt in the separation of Krishna, was so much that, imagine, these wet lotus petals immediately dried and became crisp and dry like dry cornflakes or something. This was how much she suffered in separation of Krishna. Now, can you imagine how she felt when Krishna was away for 100 long years from her? I think we cannot imagine, but we get a little idea by these descriptions how she felt when Krishna was a day away. So, she has a friend. Her friend is Chandranana. And this friend is very intelligent. And she looked at Radha and understood, if we don't do anything in 1 day or 2 days, then Radha will die. So she studied all the scriptures of the holy places in the universe and then found one place. One day she came with a book to Radharani and says, I found the solution. You can meet Krishna if you go to the holy place called Siddhashram. You know ashram, that word you know? Siddha, you know Siddha? Means perfection. She read from the Gaga Sanghita, powerful book of authority. Yat spashanat hare sakshan. And Radha went up. Oh, yes. Navi yoga bhavet kvachit. One who only touches the land of Siddhashram will have direct darshan of Lord Hari. It will never, ever be separated from him. So the moment Radharani heard this shloka, that one who just touches this land will have direct darshan of Krishna, and she said, let us go immediately. So she organized all the gopis and a group of gopas, strong gopas with weapons in hand, were protecting this caravan of the most beautiful ladies of the universe who carried a jewel in a palanquin. The jewel was Srimati Radharani. You know everything. Where is Siddhashit Siddhashram? It is where the river Pushpabhadra flows into the western ocean. And just before it flows into the ocean, it builds a lake. And Radharani wished to take her bath in this lake. Now, if you hear this, what happened there, all your misery which you have, all your lamentation, everything which does not work at present in your life, maybe your health or your relationship, or you are shortly before a divorce or shortly after a divorce, or anything traumatic like this, all the misery will go. And I want to tell this to you. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
But before we can do this, we need to see that our children are well cared for. I feel it is irresponsible if they are just making noise. Why should we not show a nice movie of Krishna to them? A nice cartoon. You know, children like cartoons. And they can also have some Krishna conscious program for them. I think they always remind us, and one day we will know for sure. We will arrange this before. Srimati Radharani gave an order. She said, we require many strong gopas with lances and weapons in the hand to protect all my gopis. Oops. And then we will go. So when Radharani and these gopis who looked like moons left Vrindavan. Krishna, who was staying there in Dwarka, felt a strong twitch in his heart. Radha always thinks of Krishna, and Krishna always thinks of Radha. He felt such a strong emotion in his heart that he thought in his mind, Radha has left Vrindavan only for the purpose to see me, to have my darshan, and to never be separated from me again. I want to show all my 16,000 wives the glory of Radha and vayatis that I can only fully love her alone. So I will take all of them and my whole dynasty to Siddhashram so that they see the glory of Radha. And as he was thinking this, it seemed as if a cloud left him. He became so enthusiastic. And he personally told his ministers, bring first class tents. We want to camp at Siddhashram. It's a very holy place. And all desires are fulfilled there. So, while Radha came from Vrindavan, Krishna came from Dwaraka. They had the same goal, Siddhashram. When Radha arrived, and she arrived first, her party arrived first, she wanted to take her sacred bath, but this was not possible if she would bathe in public, because Radha is never public. She's always hidden away from the common people. So what she did is, she had her gopis make a large circle around Siddhashram, and they all held a white cloth like this, which was impenetrable for the eyes. No one could see through the cloth. This is a cheap cloth, but this was a very valuable cloth. You could not see through it. And the gopis joyfully were holding this, like we have the curtain closed when we dress Radha and Krishna or Panchatattva. And around this circle of happy gopis who were holding the curtain was another circle, a second circle, an outer circle of the strong gopas who were there to protect with an outer ring the sacred area of Radharani's bath. And she very happily and innocently took a bath. But in her heart, she felt something. She felt that soon the time of separation would be over and she would see her beloved once again. Because she kept in mind what Chandranana read to her, that one who only touches the land of Siddhashram will have the direct darshan of Lord Hari. She never forgot that one line. Yat spashanat Hari shakshan. So when she was bathing, the powerful Yadu warriors arrived. And when they saw these two rings around the lake, Th- they became upset. And they said to the gopas, "We are here." And the gopas answered, "We are here first." The yata said, "We are the powerful army of Krishna. You better make place because we have to take our bath now." What is this? Shielding the whole lake? And the gopa said, "You better go away because our queen is bathing and she needs privacy." You said the Yadavas, we can see you are cowherd boys. You are, in the Balkans we would say, Tsiganskis. You better go. And the cowherd boys were very, very, very confident because they were the servants of Radha. They said, "No, you better go." "This is too much," said the Yadavas. They got out their swords and their lances and they began to march like the Roman army. And the cowherd men just took out their sticks and were just beating them. "Go, or we really start beating you," they said. And the beating of the cowherd boys felt as if heavy clubs were raining down on the army. This army was never defeated before. It was so painful that they finally moved away and said, "We bathe another time. You first bathe." They went back to Krishna and said, "Who were these people? We were never beaten." And Krishna just smiled and he laughed. He wouldn't talk. The queens then approached Krishna. "There is a girl taking a bath. Her power is wonderful. The best of our own warriors were beaten so strongly that they ran in the fields. What is her name, O Krishna? Where does she live?" And then the question of all ladies, "And who is her beloved?" Typical lady question. "You know everything, our Lord. Do you want to hear Krishna's answer to these questions?" He said, "Her name is Radha. She is the daughter of Kirti and Brishabhanu. And she is the queen of all of Braj and all the gopis in Braj. She is very exalted." And then Krishna became very moved. And a tear came in his right eye. And he said, "And her beloved is called Krishna." "Which Krishna?" And then Krishna touched his hand to the heart and couldn't speak. In Sanskrit, this glorification of Radharani is very beautiful, and I request you to chant it with me. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vrishabhanu Suta Sakshat. Radheyam Kirti Nandini. Brajeshwari Mat Doita. Gopika Dishwari Vara. Radha is the daughter of Kirti and Brishabhanu. Kirtida is also her name. She's the queen of Braja and the queen of the gopis. She's very exalted. And Krishna said, and I am her beloved. Rupa Goswami says, Shrimati Radharani is the Khladini Svarupa. Khladini Svarupa Mula Radha. This means she is the form of the bliss potency of the Lord. No one is ever able to obstruct her, and she is like a Ganga flow of divine love for Krishna. You know, when the Ganga, you have seen Mother Ganga in the Himalayas? You have maybe seen Ganga always pushes the big rocks which fall into her river flow out of the way. In the same way, Shrimati Radharani is like a gushing flow of purely divine love for Krishna, and she removes all the obstacles. The obstacles of the whole three worlds can be removed by Radha if the worlds take shelter under her lotus feet, like the devotees of Krishna do. So the queens said fearlessly, her people have sent the greatest warriors away, like little children who had to run in the field. How, I'm asking you, my dear devotees, how can one be fearless? It is only possible if one takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. As long as you do not take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet, fear will take you to many different areas of worry and of obstacles. Radha is always holding the lotus feet of Krishna in her heart. So that's why she is always able to overwhelm or overcome all the obstacles. And there was a lot of obstacles. You will now see. Who knows who is Krishna's first queen? Some say Rukmini. This is correct. Others say Satyabhama. They are both the first queens. So Satyabhama, Rukmini never says anything. She's very submissive. But Satyabhama is a little temperamental. She is a left-wing person. And she immediately protested. She became jealous and she flared up. She was the leader of all the queens. She was so outspoken. And she said, why do you say Radha's beauty is very exalted? Am I not beautiful? And it is true. I mean, when a girl of this world says this. But she had a blessing. As long as Krishna was present, Satyabhama would never show any symptoms of aging. She would always remain youthful. It is because of me, said Satyabhama, and turned around to all the other queens, me, that Krishna attacked the city of Pragyotishapur, where all of you, 16,000 people, were held captive by this rascal Bhomasura. And I had told Krishna, go and defeat this Bhomasura, and you know, they are all of you, and you take all of them. It's because of me. And because of me, he married you all. He carried, this Bhomasura, by way of explanation, had carried away all the beautiful maidens of the Devatas, the Gandavas, the Apsaras, and he was unslayable. No creature could defeat him. And Satyabhama had said, you have to defeat them and save these ladies. Satyabhama gave another proof. I wanted to have the fragrant Parijata tree, which is in the heavenly kingdom of Indra. And because I wanted Krishna, I told you, get me the tree. And you went up there, you defeated the whole army of Indra, and you brought it and planted it before my door. How can you say you have not done this for anyone? Certainly not for Radha. And look at Rukmini. Rukmini is so beautiful. She has so many good qualities. Krishna kidnapped Rukmini before the kings of the world and married her. Is she not special? This was not done for anyone except friends, she said. This girl, Radha, is only a cowherd girl. We are glorious. We are princesses. And all the queens looked at Satyabhama. It made a lot of sense. But then they turned around to Krishna. O Krishna, you had spoken about Radha with your own mouth. We heard all you said, what you said, and we heard that you consider yourself her beloved. We now wish to see her so that we can decide on our own what is Radha. So by this time, Radha had finished her bathing. The curtain was removed, it was put somewhere else. And she had sat down in this beautiful palanquin which she had used to travel from Braj to Siddhashram. She moved on the palanquin, it was lifted up, and according to her sweet will, her gopis carried her here and there and everywhere. The palanquin was decorated with gold. There were wonderful flags, like on the Slovenian Harinam party has most attractive flags we could see today with our own eyes. There were ornaments, but one couldn't look really inside the palanquin. I have described to you the outside. The inside was not to be seen because there was a curtain which was made from lines of pearls. You know, the pearls were strung on lines, and then there were many such lines, and Radha was behind the lines, behind the curtain of pearls. As this procession with Radha moved towards the 16,000 queens, they were just looking at this palanquin. From inside the palanquin, a shine was emanating. Rupa Goswami explains about this illustrious effulgence of Radha. Actually, it's not Rupa Goswami, it's Raghunath Goswami, who describes Radha's habit to take 3 baths a day. please, my dear devotees, listen about these baths. They are totally different from your Junker boiler showers, you know. Really different. The first bath is in the with the water of karuna or compassion. The second bath is in the bath of youth. And the third bath is in the bath of luster. So as this is why she is so lustrous, luster. You have to just so this is why there was the shine. So what the queen saw as the palanquin came close, they saw flashes of light as beautiful as the moon, and they didn't yet see Radha, but what they saw is that from inside the palanquin something was moving. Then they saw the foot of Srimati Radharani coming out of the palanquin because she wanted to touch the ground and have her darshan of Krishna. And her foot was just coming down with very graceful toes. In Balkans you say fingers, toes. And then she stepped with the toes on the ground like this, and then very, very slowly she somehow rested her whole foot on the ground, which was instantaneously covered with flowers. And when the queens only saw her feet, please notice this, only the foot, nothing else. I mean the sari also, but not yet her face. By just looking at the beauty of this lotus foot of Srimati Radharani, not two lotus feet, one, they all suddenly fainted and fell to the ground. This is the beauty of Radha. So we will glorify now Srimati Radharani. Then we will continue. But now we need to make a little pause because this is amazing. So in the bhajan there will be Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Repeat. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. After each verse we will sing this refrain.
Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Damodara Rati
vada na veše, hari nishruta vrindave bineše. Damodara rati vada na veše, hari nishruta Madhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Rishabhano dadi Navashashi leke Lalita sakhi guna Ramita vishake Rishabhano dadi Navashashi leke Lalita sakhi guna Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Karunam kurumai Karuna barite Sanaka sanatana vanita charite Karunam kurumai Karuna barite Sanaka sanatana vanita Karunam kurumai Karuna barite Sanaka sanatana vanita charite Karunam kurumai Karuna barite Sanaka sanatana vanita Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya 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 Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Maite Radhe Karunam Kurumai Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Parikata Parikata Karuna Bharite Tana Tana Tana
Karuna Bharite
Karuna Bharite Karuna Bharite Tana 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 Bharite Hare 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 Hare
text, because this text is sung by Srila Prabhupada. It's a song by Rupa Goswami, and it is one of the beloved songs which Srila Prabhupada used to glorify Srimati Radharani. The song says, "O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokul, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. You who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you." She dresses herself in the same Nazari, which has the same color as Lord Krishna. So Krishna knows, my God, she covers herself with a sari the same color as I have. She's really attached to me. And in this way, Radha increases Lord Damodar's love and attachment. O Queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. O new moon that has arisen from the ocean of King Brishabhanu. There's one moon, normal moon, not very interesting, only for the American explorers. But then there is the real moon of Srimati Radharani, who has come from the ocean of King Brishabhanu. O friend of whom? Lalita, yes, you know. O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness. Radha is such a friend to Vishakha. And she's so kind and faithful to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, when Moksha Rupi and Manditangi had arranged such excellent program, there was an announcement that on Radhastami is the appearance of the goddess of compassion. No? That her name is Karunamayi, like this, goddess of compassion. O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages, Sanaka and Sanatan. Yes, these are the real saints, not Deepak Chopra. O Radha, please be merciful to me. This is this song. Karunam kuru mayi karuna parite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Thank you very much. So when Srimati Radharani came out of her palanquin, first her one lotus feet touched the ground very carefully, very softly, and then finally she was there. And you know, all these queens of Lord Krishna are exceptional. I mean, to see one queen of Krishna, if we would ever, mortal people can't see them, but if they reveal themselves, we would go, I mean, everything, every other perception would be wiped out from our memory bank, because they are just so extraordinary. But as they looked at Radha, something happened. When Radha came in the midst of them, it was as if in the morning the sun arises, and as a result, all the night stars begin to fade and pale and disappear. Srila Rupa Goswami describes this effect of Srimati Radharani by saying, the brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons, oh, this is the Radha moon, pales, it means it becomes dim before the opalescent nails of your lotus feet. Radha's lotus feet, the nails on her feet, in other words, are so powerful in effulgence that the brilliance of millions of millions of full moons, not half moons, full moons, is just erased, so to say, by just these the light from the nails of the lotus feet. I think you will agree with me, Radha is inconceivable for our little capacities to understand. Now, what happened when Radha saw Krishna? Please listen very carefully, because this might affect a sudden shift of your consciousness from the world of matter to the world of the spirit. As soon as Radha and all her gopis saw Krishna, they called out very loud, Jai, Jai, Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai, Jai, Jai Shri Krishna!
Yes. Then Srimati Radharani folded her hands and circumambulated, means she walked around Lord Krishna. Tears of bliss were raining from her eyes. And then she led him to a beautiful throne which she had arranged. It was standing there, and it had Syamantaka jewels at the feet. Who knows what is a Syamantaka jewel? In Krishna book you have read, it produces gold, yes, and it has an effulgence like the sun. It's very, very bright. So she had arranged that there was, I've only heard that there's one Syamantaka jewel, but not for Radha. She had Syamantaka jewels as the feet of the throne. This is how much she worshipped Krishna. The back of the throne was made of Kostuba jewels, and it was opulent. It smelled very nice, because there were Parijata flowers all around. And Radha said to Lord Krishna, when she saw him after this long separation, now my life is finally a success. All my austerities which I undertook in your absence have been crowned with success. And my coming here to this sacred place of Siddhashram, which bestows the direct darshan of Lord Hari, is fulfilled. I'm finally seeing you. So there was a lot of discussions, but Krishna did not feel very comfortable because there were so many other queens around who were really interested to hear every word, that she could not express herself fully. Have you ever in your own life experienced this? You meet a friend after a long time and you want to say, you want to know how life went for the friend. You want to also explain about your life, all the things which you are shy to explain to an outsider, but there are many people around, and then you cannot speak, and what do you feel? Deep dissatisfaction in your heart. Although your friend is there right before you, inside your heart yearns for a more confidential arrangement for your happy reunion. I had a friend. His name is Finney. And when I met Finney, it was in a public program in the Monsoon Theater of Hamburg. I had not met Finney for too long, 30 years or so. We were friends. We did everything together. We canoed together. We did adventures together where we had to be saved by a helicopter. Finney and me were friends. And now I was in the Monsoon Theater. I had given a lecture. Many people were standing around. And I see Finney. And Finney went back to me and he called me my own name, my old name, which I will not tell you because we are here in this area of the world, and so we are where we are. And we wanted to just embrace, but there were all these people, and I said, Finney, I really can't speak now. What do you do now? And Finney started to explain. I'm a physicist in the what is it called, CERN, you know, where they move the atoms around and bring them to clash. And I have many secrets which the world doesn't know. I'm so interested, Finney, but I can't talk. And I also can't talk. Then we decided, let's meet tomorrow at such and such time with no one around, and then we will talk. So this was a little bit, I'm telling from human psychology. Imagine this human psychology comes all from God. The Lord is the cause. Ishvara Sarva, what is it? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vikara Anadi Adi Govinda Sava Karana Karam. He is the cause of all causes. So this feeling has also his origin in the Lord, but in the Lord it is much more beautiful, this feeling. So after all the talk has had been done, the sun touched the eastern horizon, and western horizon, and in the east the moon was rising. One by one, all the Yadavas retired in their tents. All the queens went into their royal tents. And then slowly night settled over Siddhashram. There were two tents, however, where the light did not go out. One was here and another was on the opposite side. Who can imagine what tents these were, who belonged, who were in these tents. Radha and Krishna, yes, yes. It was very late, and Rukmini, one of the favorite queens of Krishna, came, had seen from her tent, there was still light in Krishna's tent. She came in the tent and said, "My Lord, you are not asleep." And Krishna said, in a very full voice, full with emotions, "No, sleep has not yet come to me, because sleep has also not yet come to my Radha." Are you saying that you will only be able to sleep when Radha sleeps? Asked Rukmini. And Krishna said, "Yes." And she cannot sleep because she is accustomed to drink before her rest a glass of milk. I request you now to bring a glass of milk to the tent of Srimati Radharani. You know, when Krishna requests something, he has something in his mind. So Rukmini said, "Okay, could I arrange for the glass of milk?" "No," said Krishna, "I request you to personally cook it and serve the milk." So Rukmini had to now cook milk for this Radha. I mean, by now that she felt already that Radha is extraordinary and cannot be measured and not compared. So she went into the kitchen, she cooked milk and made it very, very hot, and she brought the hot milk to Radha's tent. "Who are you?" asked the gopis. "My name is Rukmini. I'm the first queen of Krishna." "And what brings you here?" "I want to bring this glass of milk to your Radha. It is the order of Krishna." So she brought the milk, which was still extremely, extremely hot, to Radha and said, "This is sent by Krishna, my husband, who has said that you are accustomed to drink milk before your rest." When Radha heard that Krishna, her Gopal, had sent a glass of milk, she took the glass of milk and she was not mindful that it was very hot. She drank it in 3 gulps. Now who knows what happens when you drink extra hot milk? I don't know, all of you know, because when the first gulp, I think it's called, comes, you stop drinking. But if you continue, you feel a pain. Where do you feel this pain? In the tongue. That's when you do the first, it's in the heart. You feel strong heartburn. But Srimati Radharani just drank it as cool water and so on. Rukmini was surprised. She took the glass back. It was still steaming, the glass, although there was nothing in it. It was so hot. And she brought it back to Krishna's tent. She put the glass outside, and then she went inside and said, "My Lord, I have completed the mission which you assigned to me. On the way, I thought I should massage you for better rest." And then Krishna took his food out and put the food feet before Rukmini. When Rukmini saw the feet of her beloved Krishna, you see here the feet of Krishna, just this is what you normally see when you see Krishna's feet. They are so beautiful, with full of the ornaments. But Rukmini didn't see all the ornaments. There were blisters all over the feet. You know what is blister? How do we say that in the sweet language? Yes. Really blisters. I mean, really intense blisters. Some of you have maybe done Govardhan Parikrama, and at the end, you know what are blisters. Very large blisters, large size exhibition blisters. So she saw and she asked, "My Lord, what happened to your feet?" Krishna asked, "Why do you ask? You were the one who made the blisters appear." "What? I had made blisters appear?" Rukmini cried. She's very soft in her heart. "No, my Lord. You made the blisters appear. Now you asked who caused the blisters, how they came. You must know one thing. In Srimati Radharani's heart, there are always my lotus feet. And when you caused with your indecently cooked milk the heartburn, the burn came not to her heart. The burn came to my feet, because it is my feet who are eternally established in the heart of Srimati Radharani. This is true. This is true. I swear it is true. Satyam, satyam, satyam." And then Rukmini knew, and she told it to all the queens. She became the herald of Radha's glories. She said, "Sri Radha's love for Sri Krishna has no rival, no rival, and no equal." And then this verse came, "Prema Priya."
Prema Priya.
She loves Krishna with all her heart.
She loves Krishna with all her heart.
Prema Rupa.
Prema Rupa.
She is the form of all transcendental love.
She is the form of all transcendental love.
Premananda Tarangini.
Premananda Tarangini.
She is an ocean filled with the waves of transcendental love.
She is an ocean filled with dreams of transcendental love.
Prema Hara.
Prema Hara.
Prema Datri.
Prema Datri.
She is the giver of transcendental love.
She is the giver of transcendental love.
And finally, Prema Shakti Mayi.
Prema Shakti Mayi.
She is full of the power of transcendental love. Let us end with a verse from Rupa Goswami's own mouth. "O Srimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore kindly be pleased upon me and quickly shower your mercy by including me amongst your family members. Would you like to pray this? Please take your hands. O Srimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore, kindly be pleased upon me. And quickly shower your mercy. Please shower your mercy. By including me amongst your family members.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please sit down. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I just remembered that today we officially had a workshop. So we are, I spaced out and I only know that Ananta Prabhu is a very kind temple president who will not smash me. So I just yesterday had the feeling, you know, whenever we have a festival where we also want to have newcomers, that we should be very careful about talking about Srimati Radharani and Krishna in a very detailed way, because as we read in the morning from Srila Prabhupada, people are apt means it comes almost natural for them that they do misunderstand this. And still I felt, because you are all great devotees of the Lord and you always chant Hare Krishna, there's Radha in this Hare Krishna mantra so much, Hare 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 Hare, we should hear a little bit about not only her glories, but also about the wonderful relationship. Radha has two subjects in her heart. First is there's always Vrindavan. She says normal people have a heart in their chest, which is, you know, responsible for pumping blood, but my heart is not such a heart. In my heart there is Vrindavan. And the second a big subject in Radha's heart are the lotus feet of her beloved Krishna, who never leaves Vrindavan really. Although this pastime took place outside of Vrindavan, if you so want, we hear from Srila Rupa Goswami that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, and all this is just an aspect of the amazing, totally surprising, totally inconceivable nature of Krishna's pastimes, who works with the help of Yogamaya. Yogamaya bewilders her aspect as Mahamaya bewilders us here in this world, so that we actually think we are the material body and identify with it, but the original Maya is Yogamaya, and she arranges all these wonderful pastimes so that there is sometimes this impression or that impression, but it's all Yogamaya sometimes potency to make things appear in one way, although they are in a different way. We will now continue with our workshop. But I have decided to reduce it into 5 minutes. And sing more, talk less is our motto today. By Krishna's by the Vaishnava's kindness, I was requested to say some words to the devotees at the Sadhu Sangha festival in America. I could not come there physically because of visa arrangements which have to be made, but the devotees arranged that I could come there by swimming through the internet, and they wanted me to say something about chanting in Kirtan, and because the time was limited, I could not give a whole workshop. So I had to say something very brief, and I want to reduce what I said even to now we are at 3 minutes and 46 seconds are left. We have to see that the chanting of Krishna's name is not something which we do in a distant way. We should make some real relationship to the holy name. Often Krishna is something like a known stranger. I now must see that I have the Croatian or Slovenian language. Known stranger. How would we say this? Yeah. The tuat is a stranger, isn't it? We know of Krishna, we know of his holy name, but somehow, because we have not yet been successful to establish a relationship, he is still a stranger to us, a known stranger. When we want to come close to a person whom we know, but we really don't know him very well, we usually spend some quality time with them. We may invite them, we may serve such a person fruit juice and apricots, and talk about things in such a way that he feels inclined to talk a little bit more about his private life, and we also talk about our lives, and all of a sudden we don't relate any longer as a stranger to him, but we really now feel there is some relationship. So as you chant the holy name, if you want to have a more closer, a more personal, or more, we could say, even private or intimate relationship to Krishna, it is necessary that you cross this abyss, it's called in English language, what is between you and Krishna. Between you and Krishna there are millions of lifetimes. It's not a small thing. Between you and Krishna there is this unfortunate, let us call it politely, rebellious nature, where you don't relate to Krishna in a devotional way. So, as if you want to change that and really enter into a relationship, you should chant your kirtan in such a way that you actually chant with some affection. And for this I request you now to turn towards the altar, please. We will... So, we all have become devotees. It was not, and it is not always easy, because we live in Kali Yuga, and we are not always able to give our full attention to Krishna, although we would like to do. Now, I request you to build a relationship to the deities by giving your attention. This is the first thing which you do when you want to enter a relationship. You give a person your attention, and when you don't want to enter a relationship, then you don't give your attention, but you don't even look at the person, or what to speak of inviting the person. To give attention starts with looking at the deities, and it also starts to with chanting in a prayerful mood. Please accept me again. Yes, I know that there are millions of lifetimes between us, and I know I have this rebellious and inattentive nature, but now I will change it. We have now a good kirtan. We are all together. This is a wonderful temple room. It didn't burn down yesterday evening, although some of us were fearing this. It is here, the most beautiful and merciful deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the middle, and to his right side and our left side, Nityananda, and then Advaita Acharya, and then to our right side and Lord Chaitanya's left side, Gadada Pandit, very blissful, and next to him Srivas Pandit with folded hands. And they might have a gift for you this evening, a gift which only they can give and no one else except for them can give. So let us chant by giving them the attention, and let us also try to hear our own chanting. Therefore we will not have so many kartals which might drown out the hearing of the holy name, but we will chant like this. And I wish you a wonderful session. That will first Manu will lead us, and then afterwards it will continue.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please, one more time, bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Bolo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Bol. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please, one last time, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let's focus a little louder, please, Bolo, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
One more time, Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Bolo bolo bolo, Jeev Jago. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone, everyone, everyone! Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, blessing! Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare! One more time, everyone! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram! Bolo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari Shri Radhe. 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 Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Netai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaur Haribo. Netai Gaur Haribo. Shri Radha Kunja Bihari Ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Gaura Premanande.
So, Hare Krishna. No, please keep facing the deities. We will continue with the kirtan. We will continue for another half an hour, and I request all of you to, if possible, stay here. Afterwards, we will eat prasadam, but please let us conclude this nice evening all together. It keeps us together. Remember, it was winter. I was in Russia and it had snowed so much that the garage in which our potatoes were was covered with snow, and we had to work a whole day to get our potatoes from the garage by getting the snow off. I was very ill at that time and needed treatment, and the morning we had treatment, but in the afternoon I would walk in the snow, at least try to walk in the snow, and I was singing this particular melody. I was all alone, the snow had covered the town, I was only with Krishna, and that time I sing this melody, and request you to also think, everything falls away, everything is covered by snow, everything goes, there's only Krishna left. At that time we should sing to him. But we need to learn to concentrate on Krishna now, before death comes, before everything is taken away from us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
From your heart, please.
Na Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna,
time, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Pala, Prabhu Pala, Jaya Prabhu Pala. Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva. Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Tera Hai. Jai Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Tera Hai. Jai Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Tera Hai. Gaura Premanandi, Hare 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 Ho. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtata Satasi Simatistivaingres Sila Abe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Shankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri, Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Vedeshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Te Shataini. Hare Krishna. Please sit down just one more minute. We will soon all enjoy a feast of Prasadam or some Prasadam, I do not know. It is very nice when devotees come together and spend their time by hearing about the glories of Radha and Krishna and then chanting their names. It may be that we are not accustomed to really sing and hear or do Shravanam and Kirtanam for such a long time, and therefore we may feel restless in our mind, and we may sometimes feel disturbing material thoughts, or just a mood of unwillingness enter into our Shravanam and Kirtanam. Please don't be discouraged. This is normal as we start to increase our hearing and chanting. In the beginning, so much unnecessary material thoughts are also trying to enter and occupy our mind in an unnecessary and sometimes even distracting, if not disturbing, way. Please don't be discouraged. This is part of the process to deal with obstacles as we chant and hear. But these very obstacles which appear during the chanting are also removed as we continue with the chanting. In other words, the very disturbances which come up as we are trying our best are removed first gradually, but then all of a sudden by the chanting and hearing. So it is very good if in our temples we can increase our Shravanam and Kirtanam. And in fact, that's the purpose why we go through the sometimes difficult period of maintaining these temples. They are places to increase our Shravanam and Kirtanam. That's why they were founded in the West. That's why they are maintained in the West. And we will have to close them down if our chanting and hearing doesn't go on there. This is maintaining our enthusiasm. It also maintains the temples in a way. Now, I do remember whenever there were obstacles, including financial obstacles, Prabhupada's simple advice to us was, chant more. Finished, bus. That was the program. And I want to encourage you, and I want to sincerely thank those devotees who maintain this temple and who maintain other temples around the world. I want to thank them for giving us an opportunity to come and increase our chanting and our hearing. It's very important. See it as a therapy if it is disturbing to you. When you are ill, you need to sometimes take diets, and you need to take certain therapies, means medicines and so on. And as you maintain these diets and as you continue taking the medicines, in other words, as you stay with the therapy, the disease and illness will go. And as you maintain a proper diet and a proper lifestyle, the disease can also not return. So the disease of material existence will go by the simple therapy or treatment. And Prabhupada said, our diet is prasadam and our medicine is the chanting of the holy name. It's a therapy with proper diet and proper medicine. And so slowly all what should not be in the heart and what is experienced as a disturbance for our spiritual life. That will go. And so it's very nice if we can increase the chanting in our temples, not just during festivals, but also outside of festivals. And as we increase, it will become normal to spend 3 hours chanting, then 6 hours chanting. It will become habitual, just like you eat by habit, and you don't ask, you just have this habit, you always put new things into your mouth, and sometimes it's totally unnecessary, but you have the habit, and you do it without thinking and without pain. So you will also increase the habit by taking the holy name in your mouth. It will come naturally. You will see, oh yes, I don't, this is natural. And one day you will say, I can't stop it. And then you know you're on your serious path back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.